Welcome to The Ether. Today is Monday, March 7th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Prism Farm Launch AMA. Let's take a listen.
We'll just give it a couple more minutes for people to join, and then we'll get cracking.
Hello, hello, hello. We've got requests already, so let's add some people up.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Bad Crypto here. Did you, you did let me get in, right? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Thanks for taking my call. First off, congratulations on the farm. Looks like things are rolling along. Can't say that about Mars, but it's pretty exciting. I guess my question is, I'm looking at the Y Luna and P Luna spread, would you say the Y Luna is more expensive now because people are just getting into Y Luna, obviously, for the Prism Farm?
I think a lot of people are either buying Y Luna or refracting their Y Luna Luna into YMP, and then selling their P Luna, which is kind of putting downward pressure and putting more weight onto the P Luna as people buy more Y Luna. I expect that, you know, to find a clearing level, and this is probably obviously not financial advice, but this is probably the strongest time for Y Luna, as you see a huge amount of demand come in for the farm. So naturally that pushes pressure on P Luna, but it'll be interesting to see where that kind of normalizes once the APRs stabilize a little bit on the farm.
Right on. Well, it sounds like there's an opportunity here. So I'm going to go ahead and get me some P Luna.
Go join the P Luna DAO on Telegram. I like that.
That's right. Anyways, guys, congratulations. And thank you for answering my question.
No worries at all. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Julian, welcome to the stage. What questions do you have for us?
Hey, thanks very much, guys. Yeah, I was just trying to catch up with Xprism, and I was looking at the farms and everything. Right now, if I'm just holding Luna, what would be kind of the best way to get into the farms and just get started with everything?
Yeah, good question. So let me jump on the platform right now, see if we can actually find you some deals as well. So if I have just naked Luna right now, you have a couple of options. You can go to the Refract page. And you can split either regular Luna or you can split C Luna. So we'll just look at the swap rate for C Luna. So C Luna right now is just a little bit cheaper. So if you have Luna, you can swap. Let's see, 10 Luna will give you,
I'd say the easiest way, you know, for your first time interacting with the protocol, I'd say your best bet is just to take your Luna very simply and head into the refract tab on the platform, put your Luna in, and then you can just click accept and split, and it'll split it into P Luna and Y Luna. And then all you need to do is head to the staking tab and go on the Prism farm, and then you can just drop your Y Luna in there and keep your P Luna in your wallet. And that is the safest option to start off with, and the simplest. And we put a little step-by-step guide with the links to each of the pages on our Notion page.
Yeah, that's right. There's a little learn more button at the top too for you to go step by step and get through. But right now the swap rates are so close that you might even lose money if you try to go straight to C Luna. So definitely refract your Luna and then go into the staking page.
Okay, awesome. And I know that this APR is different from the other one that has been popping up lately that people are so excited about. Kind of what's the difference between that other one that has like 2000 APR versus these ones that have about 100?
Yeah, so this is like our amping vault. So if you go to the govern tab, you're also going to see an amps vault where you can pledge your X-Prism. By pledging X-Prism, you're going to earn amps over time. And essentially, if you have amps, you're going to get a additional boost on the Prism farm. So it just encourages people to hold and essentially commit their X-Prism as well as participating in the Y Luna farm.
Awesome. Thanks for clearing that up.
No, thanks for your questions. Anything else?
That's it for now. Thanks.
All right, cool. Let's get John M.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not too bad, thanks. How are you getting on?
Yeah, doing good. So my question is, I heard about like in the future there's going to be like a P Luna that has like a certain date and then like turns into Luna, like some kind of like limited yield time with the Y Luna. Is that true? And do you know when that's coming out?
Yeah, so we have so we're going to build assets with maturities. So what would happen is, say for example, Luna 1 year contract would mean you split your Luna into Y Luna and P Luna. And for the duration of 1 year, your Y Luna gives you all the yield of one Luna. And then at the end of the year, you can use your P Luna to go and claim back one original Luna. So that means that obviously as the Y Luna heads towards the end of the year, the value of the yield that it's going to receive, because it after a year it receives no yield, so its value will converge to zero over time as all the yield that you're owed gets paid out. And then conversely, the P Luna token, as it heads towards maturity, will head towards the price of one Luna, because at maturity that gives you the right to redeem your one Luna back from the vault. And like timeline-wise, that's on a roadmap and something that we're very excited about. I mean, hard to give exact timelines with auditors and that kind of stuff, but it's something we're excited to get out there, and something that was in the original vision for the protocol. So definitely a big focus. And Luna and UST are two very interesting targets for us that we want to build out.
Right, yeah, the AUST one, splitting that and like having it, that'd be very interesting to see how that all works out and like how much they value the 19% of that year, but ahead of time, like how much of a discount that turns. That'll be interesting for sure. Definitely looking forward to that.
Right, okay.
Answering my question.
All right, let me get Mr. Share Wizard up here. Share Wizard, you're on the stage.
Oh, hey guys. First of all, congratulations on today. It's a lot of fun to be in the community and see everything working pretty smoothly, to be honest. This might not be the most constructive question to answer now, but I want to ask it anyway. And just curious to hear how you would think from what you predicted would happen pre-Prism launch with the relationship between P and Y Luna and Prism X Prism. What do you, if you had to reflect back on what you learned versus what you kind of speculate would happen, what do you feel like are some of the take homes that you predicted, and maybe some things that surprised you?
And you were asking on Prism X Prism as well.
Yeah, I think so. In terms of, you know, what the market has kind of valued, what you predicted they would value.
Well, I mean, Prism and X Prism is Prism and X Prism's the value between them is a very clear thing that can get arbitraged away if they're if it ever deviates from the fair exchange rate. So it's like the relationship between UST and AUST. You know, if there's a UST AUST pool like there is on Loop, if that trades away from the exchange rate, it's a very easy arbitrage for people. So and, the X Prism's performing exactly as it should. Like anytime it deviates from the fair exchange rate, it gets arbitraged away. On Y Luna and P Luna, you know, I think it's really been interesting. Like, we wanted to steer clear of a model where we set the rates and we set the relative prices for those, and we wanted the market to, you know, as I think is right, you know, the market should determine the prices of these different assets. And so the feedback or community had given on polls was that they thought it was going to be very, very heavily skewed, P Luna being valued a lot more highly than Y Luna. It's interesting to see, obviously, the way that it's worked out. I mean, maybe I think, you know, without opining too much, you know, I don't want to skew things with like my own personal views on it. But I mean, there's some really interesting things coming down the road for P Luna. Some of which, you know, I think have been great community ideas since we launched, and some of which is stuff that was telegraphed in the light paper back in, you know, August last year. And so, you know, the market is now deciding where it values governance, where it values a token like P Luna that can offer you this kind of leveraged exposure potentially without liquidation risk, and where it can earn, you know, where P Luna should be valued if it can be in a liquidity pool earning you 8, 10, 12% yield. So all the different utilities for it, the market is now asking, you know, has to ask itself questions about what's the right price to value it at. So I think at the moment it's a really strong time for Y Luna because of the farming event, but it'll be interesting as more features get out for P Luna, such as governance, you know, where the market ends up ultimately valuing those. And it's the first time, you know, to my knowledge, it's the first time any protocols had to, or the market has had to ask itself these questions about where to value assets like this, perpetual assets like this. And so the protocol's a couple of weeks old. The market is still in its infancy, and it's definitely going to be interesting to see where things settle as things mature. And particularly, I think it'll be really interesting when we start seeing some big price moves in Luna. It'll be interesting to see how the market for these two assets responds.
Yeah, I really appreciate that answer. And yeah, it's been really, really cool just as a student to watch this experiment play out. Like, this is one of the freest markets being watched in real time, with changes coming to, like you said, the utility of both of these tokens. And I don't know, just a really cool thing to be a part of. So well done. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Hello. I have a question, actually. I'm new. I have Binance account, and I need to enter into Prism, not Prism, the Luna ecosystem, and buy Luna, and also Y Luna and P Luna, and get to explore this. Like, so can somebody quickly tell how to So I'm from India, so I may not use many other apps. So I'm only using Binance for now. So yeah, if you can help me, so that would help.
Thanks. We actually put together a guide with XDeFi, who are a wallet provider on Terra. And I'll check it's still live on our Notion page. If not, check back in a few hours, and I'll make sure it's up there. But it is a guide with videos that shows you exactly how to get from Binance onto Terra, how to set up a Terra wallet, and how to interact with Prism and buy Yluna and Pluna. So that'd be your best bet, and it's really, really clear instructions. So check back on our resources page that's linked in our header in our Twitter bio, and we'll make sure it's there for you shortly.
And just to add something a little bit newer, like after that that resource was created, I think I've heard a lot of good things about the Cato ramp, like on ramp. It's like really cheap way to get USD, turn USD into UST. And then a lot of the stuff on the resources page is very similar on how to get Prism, how to get Yluna, etc.
Sorry, what did you say? Cato ramp?
Yeah, it's called Cato ramp. It's KADO. I've heard some really good things about it, and it's only like, I think there's only like a $2 fee for, I don't know, no matter what the on ramp amount is. So it's really awesome.
Okay, thanks, folks. I will check this out. So I appreciate it. Cool.
Take care. Thank you for your question, sir. Anyone else in the audience have some questions? Please raise your hand. We're covering our new Prism Farm launch, and we're seeing some wild swings in the Yluna APRs. I think we started off in the couple of thousands, but it's coming down to somewhat more reasonable levels, but we're still in the hundreds of percent APR.
Hey team, I think this is a very good coin, not financial advice, but for the core team, I'm curious, what are you guys most excited about in the roadmap? I feel like we've kind of been properly anticipating the farm event, but whether it be for the Pluna DAO or just in general for the product roadmap, curious to see what you're most pumped about.
SJ, I just want to note that I saw the Pluna DAO in here, and then they left, and then you joined. I'm just going to just put that out there.
I knew it.
My heart is at the Pluna DAO.
Busted. Busted and doxed. What? Well, thank you very much for the questions, SJ. So we are, now we've got phase four out of the way, which was, I think is the biggest phase for Prism and for ex-Prism holders, because, it really means that people who come and use the protocol can now become token holders of the protocol just by using it, and really aligns TVL with ownership of the protocol and a share in the revenues that the protocol generates. So that's pretty exciting to get out there. And then next steps for us are finishing off some of the smaller details of V1, which are, things like limit orders, which we're very excited to get out to allow people to leave limit orders on Prism Swap to start off with. And we're going to be adding more liquidity to the pools. So those are going to come deeper, and larger trades are going to be possible with less slippage. And then I think we are also partnering up with CoinHall, who are going to use our limit order smart contracts to allow you to leave limit orders on Astroport or on TerraSwap or on Loop potentially. So that's exciting. And then I think longer term, LP token refracting, refracting B assets, and then maturing assets. So assets, so you could sell a 1 year Luna yield token if you wanted to raise some money against your Luna, or you could have some UST and you could decide to sell a year's worth of your UST yield to get some money up front rather than having to wait a year for the full yield to be paid out. And then you're also able to kind of like speculate on interest rates or fix your interest rates. So those are some of the main features that we're really excited about. And then apart from that, I think the AMPS contract has spawned a lot of really interesting conversations with other protocols that want to build on top of Prism. And, you know, now we've created these building blocks, I think it's going to be pretty exciting to see how other protocols end up using YNP Luna and how other protocols end up amassing amps to allow people to drop their Y Luna in and get you know, extra yield without having necessarily to have amps themselves. So, you know, a lot of clear stuff on our roadmap, but a lot of stuff that you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens and you know, relies on working with other partners as well.
Yeah, I think like the collaborations and the partnerships are what makes things super fun and kind of like just grows the community and ecosystem altogether, right? I think the couple of things I'm super keen on seeing happen is creating some kind of partnership and working something out with the Edge Protocol guys where we can essentially allow folks to deposit, supply, and borrow all of the assets that we have on our platform, Prism, X-Prism, of course, P-Luna, and C and Y Luna as well. So it'll be interesting to see what people use those assets for and how they kind of arbitrage the market rates for. I think like another partnership that I kind of want to see spawn is, you know, I'm sure people are familiar with like the V-curve models and the other platforms and protocols that spawn on top, like to essentially do the convex model. And we're seeing some rumblings of that right now on the Terra ecosystem for, you know, Astro, X-Astro, perhaps X-Mars. But with this AMPS boosting contract, we essentially open ourselves up to having other protocols, Diamond Hand, Prism, Stake X-Prism, and Pledge, essentially just create a black hole for X-Prism. And in return, they give people the opportunity to, you know, use their platform and get the maximum amount of boosts if they're joining us, say, 3 months later, 5 months later, 6 months later. They don't have to start from scratch, right? Like a lot of us here, we're probably already amped up, but you know, if you're joining later, you might feel really far behind. So maybe a protocol will spin up in the next month or so that will start accruing amps for folks and allow people to essentially get the boost that everyone else has also been enjoying here.
Yeah, and I think you've pretty much laid out the entire roadmap there between the two of you, so you've not left me with much. But I think the thing that I was most excited about Prism was how the new derivatives that we're creating from these refracted assets are going to be used across the ecosystem, whether that be Y assets and X-Prism being used as collateral in Anchor, for example, or having 2X, P, and Y assets in Lavana when that launches, or having our P, Y, and C assets as collateral in Edge or Mars, and then, you know, Y assets in Kinetic. Like the thing that I was most excited about joining Prism Protocol is that, you know, I think it's a new building block on Terra, and I think it's going to be really interesting to see how the assets that we're putting out there are going to be utilized across the ecosystem.
Yeah, one thing I would add also is, and this is more just a personal thought / ambition, I think a lot of us who are kind of familiar with the Terra ecosystem realize what an apex asset Luna is. And I think there's a lot of areas for growth for protocols, especially for Prism, to expand into other ecosystems as well. So imagine like an EVM compatible, a native version of Prism on AVAX or other ecosystems. So I think that's something that we're going to be taking a serious look at, and that should essentially like create new opportunities for growth, you know, beyond what everybody has been talking about. So super pumped about that as well.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I think it's going to be, I mean, obviously we can, you know, expand easily into the cosmos on, you know, Osmosis own or maybe Thorchain, but like taking what we have onto other chains, as you say, EVM, you know, and, you know, it's obviously something we've discussed, and I think it's going to be super exciting to try and take that there. And obviously we've got good partners with lots of experience who've you know, who can, who, you know, we'll all be able to leverage off that experience to try and, you know, recreate or even have something new from what Prism is now over there. So I think, yeah, I think it's good. There's so much good stuff to do. Like, it's just going to be, it's going to be fun to work out like which stuff we prioritize first.
Yeah. I just want to add on, like, you know, I think bribing would be huge, right? Like, we have all these amps, like, it could generate additional revenue for folks if, you know, you allow other protocols or other actors to bribe amps holders to vote for some proposals on their behalf. Like, for right now, we have 7 validators that we delegate Luna to from the Luna that gets refracted, right? So I know Denku just did a space and he's a validator, but he's not one of our validators. So perhaps, like, when our governance goes live, you know, he could put out a proposal and say, you know, I want to become a validator for the Luna Vault for Prism Protocol. And if he's able to bribe each and every one of us and say, okay, if you guys vote for me and I'm a part of the Luna that gets delegated, I can do some math here and figure out some numbers such that it's worthwhile for me to bribe AMPS holders to vote for me to get, you know, Luna delegated to myself. And that's just like for the Luna ecosystem, right? So as we start refracting other assets, maybe not B assets, but like, say, other Cosmos assets like Juno or Osmo, like EVM OS just sprung up over the last week or so. We can essentially have vaults for all of them, refract all of them. And by holding amps, you can just have like this income stream from other validators that want your delegation, right? Or want Prism Protocol's delegation, and they'll pay you for your votes. I think that's going to be something really interesting that plays out maybe in the next few months or this upcoming year. But yeah, lots of cool and interesting things that we can cook up now that you know, we're finally launching. We've got so much ahead of us. All right, I can't remember who was next to speak. Was it Sean or Rob Bro?
If you don't mind, I can go.
Yes, please. What do you have for us?
Just want to say congrats on the launch this morning. And just had a question. So I've been staking Y Luna in the, I guess, regular staking vault. And now with the Prism Farm coming out, do I need to move my Y Luna that I've been staking there and stake it now on the Prism Farm?
You should, yeah, exactly. You should do it now. The base APR you're getting at the moment is 95% versus 9-odd% on your normal staking. So
right,
it's very easy to do. You just go into the normal Y Luna staking you're in, unstake it, and then just click into Prism Farm, and then you'll be able to stake it there.
Right.
And if you hold any X Prism and you've been earning amps, you'll also get the boosted yield on top of that 95%.
Right. That was my next question, because I do have some X Prism that's pledged in the vault. And I guess it's, you know, it says it's unactivated amps, and I go to click on it and it's grayed out. So I guess once I'm staking in the Prism Farm, I'd be able to activate these amps.
When you first put Y Luna into the Prism Farm, it automatically activates your amps for you.
Got it.
And every time in the future you add more Y Luna to the farm, it will also activate your amps for you. But in the meantime, if you don't change your Y Luna amount, you should go in fairly regularly and activate your amps just to make sure that you're really getting the best yields possible.
Right. Okay, awesome. Thanks.
And it also it shoots up confetti when you press the button as well. So it's fun to activating your amps is fun.
That's the most important bit. We had to have the confetti in there before we launched.
So I got delayed. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Thanks again for answering, and congrats again.
Thanks very much, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right.
I believe, Sean, by the way, Sean, the confetti button is what crashed the system. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. That is what puts too much load on the whole network, sadly.
Hey, guys, this is Sean. I come across as Blue Monkey. So first and foremost, I want to say thanks to this amazing forum and really just the forums across the ecosystem. I'm not a finance guy by trade. I'm an engineering manager. So really, I came into the Terra ecosystem having zero understanding. And guys like Sefi and Obi and countless others have been really instrumental in helping me get some level of confidence. So thank you to the community. And then I think Rob asked the majority of my question, but if I understand you guys correctly, I take my existing Y Luna from the Y Luna staking area and I stake that, and I've been amping for 11 and a half days now. So I should be able to stake that Y Luna and then go to the govern area, click the amps vault, and then amp my staking. Is that correct?
Yeah, although the first time you put your Y Luna in the Prism farm, it actually automatically activates your amps for you. So you shouldn't need to do it. I mean, so it's only in the future as you earn more, as your pledged X Prism is earning more and more amps every single block, that you can go in and press the activate amps button. But in the first instance, if you just unstake your Luna from the existing Y Luna staking contract and then restake it into the Prism farm contract, then it should automatically activate your amps for you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. That's all I had. Have a great day.
No worries. Thanks, Sean.
Sefi, how are you doing, sir?
Good. Good, good. I'm just trying to figure out how to game the fact that P Luna is ridiculously cheap because people are trying to take advantage of the Y Luna farming activities. So I continue to watch for interesting trades happening there. Like the last time, P Luna was like at maybe like 12 cents, I mean, not 12, sorry, $12. I sold it after it went to 17 after sort of like martingaling down to the lowest price. So I'm sort of looking at it from a trader's perspective. And then I took that profit and I just bought all X Prism at like in the 30s or something, 30 cent range. And so that's doing really well. So I'm looking to figure out how to take advantage of the P Luna opportunity, because I tend to find that doing the opposite of what everyone else is doing seems to work. I think the more people sort of play with the Prism Swap mechanism as a like trading platform and kind of like as a DEX for the Prism components, I feel really good about the long-term value mechanism for the X Prism token. Because ultimately, if you think about the DeFi experience like a really neat video game, then it's just simply a matter of like who makes the best video game, right? So the transactions tend to be persistent or high over long periods of time if there are a lot of sort of popular and useful opportunities on a platform. And I think for me, Prism has always like struck my imagination or whatever, like even before release, and you know, when all of the white papers are happening, super involved with kind of watching how this plays out, just because it seemed like this was not something that was at least to my knowledge available in DeFi elsewhere. And therefore, when you have the ability to refract assets, especially assets that are not on chain, or like, you know, imports from other other platforms, that's going to provide sort of a gateway for people that are not on Terra to come over to do interesting things with their, let's say, Solana or something like that in the future. So I think all that brings a neat value back to the X Prism token as essentially the core trading pair token for the entire DEX. So yeah, thinking long-term, you know, that's why when the Prism price, I have no idea why people dumped it after the initial, like, you know, mango market sort of thing. But, you know, I would point out just to gloat here that I bought Prism token as low as 24 cents, I think. Right now it's in the 50 cent range. But I only point that out just because it seems like a lot of folks from the perspective of like trading and understanding the mechanisms and understanding fundamentals, I think folks are tending to jump in last minute to everything. And the more folks who are listening here, my hope has always been to like trying to figure out how to make people successful, have a strategy. Again, I'm not part of the Prism team. I have Prism. So like, you know, if I sound like a shiller, that's just what it is, I guess. But that's, yeah, my take on the current situation.
No, I appreciate that. And I think like, you know, I think that's something we wanted to create is in the first instance, we wanted to give, just using Luna as an example, we wanted to give Luna more utility. We wanted to give people the ability to decide whether they wanted to focus on price or whether they wanted to focus on yield. And if they wanted to sell their yield or sell their principal exposure or sell their governance rights. And so that was kind of like the first stage. And then the next stage is we want to create interesting assets that don't exist already in DeFi. And so, you know, I think as time matures and we're going to add more liquidity to the pools, you're going to get the opportunity. You know, I hope that in a couple of months' time, if people are thinking, right, I want to own some Luna, people are thinking to themselves, right, well, do I actually want to own Luna? Do I want to own Y Luna or do I want to own P Luna? And I think that's going to allow people to take interesting views on Luna, which is obviously a, you know, massively apex asset and something, you know, something a lot of us are pretty bullish. And so that trading is going to generate lots of fees for ex-Prism holders. And so not only is ex-Prism exposed to the price of Luna, it's also exposed to all the trading that happens in all these Luna derivatives that we've created. And that also helps make it, you know, a very high yielding asset, or it makes ex-Prism a very high yielding asset, but also makes it, helps buffer things in a kind of, I guess, counter-cyclical way, because as markets become volatile, there's much more trading, and more trading volumes mean more fees, and all of that goes back to buying back Prism tokens. So I think as the market matures, I think like you've obviously jumped in early and done some good trades on it, and I think as the market matures, hopefully more and more people are gonna feel comfortable kind of dipping their toes in and trading a little bit on these assets, and, you know, maybe keeping a core bag of the one that they like, but maybe deciding that they might want to, you know, venture and trade around in some of the other ones. And I hope when we introduce our charting, you know, our trading view charts, where you can look at the price of P or Y Luna in Prism terms or in Luna terms or in UST terms, I think hopefully people are going to see some interesting patterns and see some interesting trades they want to do. And, you know, it'll spark up interesting conversations about strategies. So, yeah, appreciate the kind words.
I see we lost Jimmy. Jimmy was joining from a ski holiday, so it was good of him to join. I think we've got a cryptographer. If you want to jump in with your question, sir.
Sure. Thanks. Yeah, I was curious if you guys had recommendations on, like, I mean, I haven't fully dived into what the full capabilities of Prism are, but I've been listening to certain spaces and hearing Sefi talk about it, but I haven't totally wrapped my head around the full capabilities. I was just, until I do that, I was just curious what you guys think might be like a fairly simple way to kind of get into the Prism DApp without too much strategy, I guess. Like, I guess you guys just launched this like Prism Farm. Is that a good way to like just jump in right off the bat?
I'd say your simplest, lowest risk way of jumping in is just to take some Luna, refract it. So we have a refracting tab, and that just splits your Luna into P Luna and Y Luna. And then hold your P Luna in your wallet and put your Y Luna into the Prism Farm. And that is the simplest way, because whenever you want, you can take your Y Luna out of Prism Farm. You can combine it again with your P Luna and get your original Luna back. So you always know that you can get your original Luna back. That's like the lowest risk, you know, entry level strategy that I think sounds like it would make most sense for you. And we have, if you head to our bio on Twitter, we have a resources page there. And if you click on that resources page, that gives you a step-by-step guide of exactly what I've just explained, with all the relevant links. And that would be your easiest way of doing it. And I'd say if you then want to increase your yields in the Prism farm, the next best thing to do is buy some Prism tokens, stake them, and then pledge those tokens to start earning AMPs, which can sound a bit, maybe sounds a bit convoluted, but we have a step-by-step guide as well. And that will allow you to get a much higher yield in the Prism farm. So if you head over to our resources page, that is your best bet for the simple strategy I mentioned at the start.
Okay, cool. And then I appreciate that. And is that link right on the Twitter profile for that?
Exactly. It says resources, and okay. And that's your best thing. And it's got videos, and it's got all the main links to everything you need. And so we tried to make it a bit of a one-stop shop for everyone.
Nice, thanks. And then is CLuna one-to-one exchangeable for Luna? Because I see the prices of those are pretty close. Yes. There.
It's okay. CLuna is redeemable for Luna in the vault. The price obviously moves around, but it's like BLuna and Luna. You can redeem one CLuna for one Luna in the vault, but the price on the exchange will move around. But you know that you can slow burn effectively. So 21 days, you can get CLuna back to Luna, or you can just swap instantly on this exchange the same way you can with BLuna and Luna from Anchor.
Okay. And then like Y Luna is yield Luna, P Luna is like the price of Luna, but the prices are so off. I think that's what I need to like wrap my head around and learn about, like what sets those prices exactly and why are they so off. I mean, maybe that's a basic question, but I just haven't looked at that yet. So I don't know if that's an easy thing to answer. I should just read about it.
No, not at all. Like it's PLuna is going to give you the governance rights or proxy governance rights on Luna in the future. And it's also going to have some other interesting, exciting features that we're going to, I guess, communicate more on in due course, but I don't want to say too much now, but that's going to, you know, putting a price on it, that's a tough job. And I think when we first launched the protocol, I think, you know, we were on, I was on YouTube with Danku. And I think unless you have a really strong view at the start, you're probably better pursuing a low risk strategy where you don't necessarily take a price view on PLuna or YLuna. But if you, you know, as you learn more and you decide that you might have a view or you might prefer one asset versus the other, like, you know, Sefi was saying just now, you know, then it's an exciting market. But your lowest risk strategy is just to hold on to both your P and Y Luna to start off with until you feel like you have some stronger views about the price of one versus the other.
Gotcha. Thanks. And so is Y Luna plus P Luna always equal to CLuna? Is that the idea?
Exactly. Okay. You can always merge them in our merge tab, and one YLuna plus one PLuna is always going to equal one CLuna.
Okay, so they're okay, and then the prices, I guess, are sort of shifting. So if you're more heavily invested in one or the other, you believe in one or the other, I guess the cost would be like you can always get your Luna out, but the benefits of each one are what I guess you'd either miss out on if you're wrong about which one you'd rather hold more of. Is that sort of the idea? Or
yeah, you can always do one for one, and that means it's always going to add up to the price of one Luna. So the prices of them can shift around, and one P Luna can be worth less in dollar terms, but one P Luna and one Y Luna is always going to equal one C Luna.
Right. Okay, cool. Thanks. Yeah, I got a better idea. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's easy to overthink Prism Protocol. That, you know, there's all these different letters of Luna that can be very confusing. But at a very basic level, you know, it's just a, you know, you can think of Prism as like a liquid staking platform, right? Except that instead of getting one liquid staking token, you get two tokens, a Y and a P. And I think, as Hyperion was saying there, if you just hold, you know, equal amounts of both, so you get equal amounts when you refract Luna. If you're holding equal amounts of both, the price of each one is kind of irrelevant, because you can always merge them back together and get your full Luna out. It's only if you have a strong view on one or the other side where you might want to switch, you might want to trade your P to Y, or you might want to trade some of your Y to P. At that point, you're introducing some risk where you know, if the ratio then goes against the way that you've traded, then there's the potential that you could dilute your Luna holdings, or if it goes in your favor, then you can potentially increase your Luna holdings. So yes, it's really easy to overthink it, but just, you know, at a very basic level, just think of it as like a liquid staking platform.
Yeah, I guess that I hear what you're saying there. That I guess I'm just a little confused when you just said that, though, because if Y Luna and P Luna are supposed to equal C Luna, which is exchangeable one to one for Luna, then how do you end up, if the ratios change, like, wouldn't they change, like, equivalently so that you can still redeem it for, like, one C Luna? I think that I just got confused about, like, if the ratios change, how does that end up diluting you or end up benefiting you?
If you hold both of them, then it doesn't. It's exactly like holding one C Luna or one Luna. So it doesn't matter if, you know, if the price of Luna is 80 and one P Luna is worth 20 and one Y Luna is worth 60. If the price of P Luna moves to, you know, 30 and the price of Y Luna moves to 50, it doesn't change. You still effectively have exposure to one Luna, which I think is why, you know, why Ryan made the point he did, in that if you just hold both of them, you have effectively a liquid staked Luna, and so it's only when you start selling one or trading one for the other that you start having different exposures.
I see. So, like, if you went all in on, if you traded all your P Luna for Y Luna or vice versa, then that's when you could potentially get diluted or end up with more Luna potentially.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So if you look at the prices as they are now, I think Y Luna is like 70, P Luna is like 13. So let's just say like the price of Luna stays at $83, and I decide that I'm going to swap all my P Luna into Y Luna, right? If then the price of P Luna, let's say, goes up to 20 and the price of Y Luna goes down to 63, then I'm not going to be able to trade back and get all my P Luna, you know, get the same amount of P Luna back because the price has gone up. And vice versa, if I decide to go, you know, if I decide to make that same trade, but in the different scenario, Y Luna goes up to 76 and P Luna goes down to 7, in that scenario, I'm going to be able to trade, you know, I'm going to be able to end up with actually more overall Luna if I trade back into P Luna at that point. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it definitely makes sense. Now that I kind of more understand it, I'm seeing why there's a lot of talk about it. It's pretty cool, actually.
I might add a slightly different way to consider this. So, just think about, let's say, for example, Y Luna or P Luna. You have a couple of you have a few ways to acquire these things, right? You have the one option is to refract, which will get you an even amount of both. So, for example, if I want exposure to Y Luna, and I already have Luna, the cheapest thing for me to do would be to simply refract it. Why? Because if I have 100, like let's say Luna is worth $100, just for sake of math, I now have essentially a P Luna token that I sort of paid too much for, but I have Y Luna that I paid less for in a way. If you think about it, just think about the conversion process as an actual sort of acquisition cost, as it were. And then, so right now, if I just, and then the other way you can buy or access your pluna or yluna is to pay straight cash for it, right? You, like, the cheapest way to get pluna right now would be to just, you know, go UST to pluna. It doesn't make sense to like refract for that component, right? And then you, the other way to look at it is, okay, if I refract and I convert one to the other, what is the sort of opportunity cost as I'm doing that? You also have to consider, do you want to be in Yluna forever, or do you want to eventually refract in the other direction for some reason, right? Like, and is governance important to you? In which case, right now, like, once pluna has governance properties, you know, if I buy pluna now, I might be able to go crazy, buy a whole bunch of pluna, and get really, really outsized governance capability for the amount of money that I'm spending. And this could be more relevant to larger scale buyers, especially when there's more liquidity and less like slippage in buying pluna. So right now, it's like you have to nibble at it, sort of, because if you don't, the market slippage is too high. The total value locked, or the liquidity is simply not there yet to go too crazy. But anyway, but yeah, just look at it from all these different perspectives. As an example, right now, I think there's like a 25% APY in the pluna prism pool on the DEX. So like, if I want to get a lot of access to that, it's actually cheapest to get access to that pool compared to like paying cash for Yluna and then having an equivalent amount of Prism token that I have to add. So that's another way to kind of consider how you might get different styles of exposure. And there's one other piece of the puzzle, and that is that if you think about how an AMM works, right, like Shigeo talks about this a little bit. Let's say I'm in the pluna Prism pool, and let's say the Prism token goes up in value, but relatively speaking, the pluna goes down in value, which has been happening as of late, then automatically the pool is going to balance towards the pluna side. So if my goal is to get more pluna as it drops, it achieves that function. If I'm comfortable with having my Prism token essentially sell into pluna as it rises, then I'm again comfortable with that option. And then I'm getting all of the yield, which essentially is auto compounding into that pool. And the yields, as long as the like volume on the DEX is high, it's going to lead to a substantial amount of like auto compounding rewards over the period of a year. So really, you just have to decide what price exposure you want, what kind of strategy that might entail, and think about that from the perspective of each of the pairs in the pool and what happens to the quantity of coins in each of those sides of the pair, depending on the performance of one thing or the other. So my intuition is that, like, in my Prism pluna pool, what will happen is, and so far I've been right, and that is that pluna's price is going to stay relatively stagnant because of the popularity of Yluna. The X-Prism token, again, my intuition is that like the price will go up, because to participate in all these things, you need lots of it. Plus, there's all these amps and whatnot that promote, you know, the utility of the thing. And then what will happen is in my pool, it's going to balance towards more pluna. So therefore, as my pluna count goes up later on, if I do need to convert Yluna over for whatever reason, then I actually have more pluna with which to do that with. So, you know, the de-refracting or merging process you want to consider as well. So all of this is like just one big sort of trading / strategy game, which is really fascinating and fun. And I think that will continue to attract like people that want these different price exposures. So, but at the same time, one should be careful with strategy. There's plenty of ways to lose money if you do something silly, because you can't have everyone in a trade get the positive benefit of a trade. You just have to have some thesis. Your thesis has to be like right to make a buck off of things. But I think the high transactional rate, the high transactional volume on the Prism platform and the relative high APYs, assuming my thesis that they're going to persist, not just in the Yluna component, but just in all of the pools, then what will happen is that the auto compounding effect of that, in my opinion, will sort of mitigate some of the various volatility risks. So I look at it from lots of different perspectives here, but you're getting a different type of price exposure, like Hyperion and Ryan have said. If I wouldn't necessarily, if you don't know what half of what I just said means, then the simplest thing to do is refract, stake your Yluna, use it as a liquid staking, keep all your PLUNA, don't gamble it and do different things with it, and just earn all the neat yield and relax and have fun. Like, there's no need to sort of really risk too much if you don't know what you're doing. Okay. Anyway, maybe some, if anyone has any other questions.
Cool. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'd also say always look, Sefi, you mentioned if you're going from UST, but you can buy direct from the DEX. But also another thing, another arbitrage that people have made a lot of money out of is rather than, say, buying PLUNA outright with UST, just swapping it to UST, they've used their UST to buy LUNA, refracted that, and then sold the Yluna for PLUNA, and actually ended up with a lot more PLUNA than they would have done if they'd just taken their $100 and bought PLUNA. So it's worth watching the various different exchange rates, because it can throw up some really interesting arb opportunities like that. And we've seen a lot of screenshots and stories from people that have made a lot of money doing that. So I think as all this stuff normalizes, and as you say, like, we're going to add a lot more liquidity, these opportunities are going to be, at the moment, it's been a smaller sandbox. It has been great for people to be able to get a feel of. And because there hasn't been huge liquidity in there, it hasn't been something where whales have been coming in doing 500K or 1 million tickets. And it's allowed, more normal users to be able to get a feel for the protocol before extra liquidity gets added. And then, it can become more attractive for larger players. And that also means that smaller players have had an opportunity to build up amps that, in a more proportional manner to the amount of Yluna that they're putting into the Prism farm contract. So, we wanted to try and make things as fair as possible and kind of favor, a larger amount of users. And so, that's hopefully what we're doing. And now hopefully people have got their teeth into it, and it's time to take this from a soft launch into kind of a full launch mode. Now we've done phase four.
Cool. One more question before I go. Jimmy tweeted yesterday, I think, I didn't realize, like, the Prism farm, he's mentioned something about after 30 days they would start vesting the rewards, I guess. Is that in 30 days? So, like, right now the rewards you get are accessible, but in 30 days everything that you get is going to be vested? Is that what he meant?
The way it ends up working is you're always earning rewards, and then once per day a bot is going to go and move all your rewards into a 30-day vesting contract. So every day your rewards will automatically get put into a 30-day vesting contract, and then 30 days later you can claim all those rewards. And so that this process will happen every single day. So every after 30 days from when you're first in the farm, you're going to be able to claim your rewards every single day if you want. And we've defaulted it so that we've made it really easy for people, so that when you claim your rewards, if you click on there now, you'll realize that there's a it's claim and pledge, which actually means that with one click you get to claim your Prism rewards, your Prism rewards get staked for X Prism, and your X Prism gets pledged into the vault so that you're earning amps. So we've kind of tried to make it really simple for people that way, but that's how the vesting contract is going to work. So
got it. Cool, thank you.
Guys, I just thought of a little feature request, maybe jot down. But what you could do is you could have a staking pool with Yluna that uses the yield ultimately to farm P-Luna. And that way, if someone were to loop into buying more Y-Luna by essentially selling all of their P-Luna, they have a long-term strategy via yield to reacquire the P-Luna needed to merge in the future if they felt like doing so. So that might be an interesting vault, so to speak. To
you make can actually do that time. Already, Seffi. In
oh, really?
The, in the Y-Luna staking contract, just the normal staking contract, you can choose to claim your rewards and you can either claim as is, so claim equal parts YMP, or you can convert to all Y, all P, or you can convert to Prism or X Prism as well. So there's
Clearly I haven't played with that enough.
So I guess that kind of already exists.
Okay, great. All right, then I'm just an idiot then. All right, see you later.
Let's try some quick fire questions. We've got some. We've lost a couple of speakers, I think, but Warren's been up here waiting patiently, and I've got a few other requests. So, Warren, jump in with your question.
Hey, good morning or afternoon, depending on where you guys are. I wanted a question. When I initially heard about the Prism Protocol, obviously, I went and watched the video, and the thing that caught my interest the most or attention was a point when it made that in traditional finance, you can go between fixed and floating yield. And my question is more so if you guys could kind of expand on that point. And so that way, you know, maybe some of us that aren't, you know, traditional finance people have a better grasp of the adjustable market or, you know, obviously Prism being able to facilitate that or fulfill that need in the crypto market.
Yeah, happy to. Thanks for the question. So, in traditional finance, I guess the largest global market in traditional finance is interest rate swaps. And that is where you know, as the name suggests, you're swapping your interest rate in one asset for either a fixed rate in that same asset or for a rate in another asset. And this allows you to, you know, if everyone has exposure to it, they, you know, in many different ways that they don't realize. So if, you know, if someone's lending you money, your bank is lending you money, or you're spending on your credit card and paying an interest rate on that, that money's being lent to you, and people are hedging their interest rate exposure by trading these interest rate swaps. If you have a mortgage on your house, you can decide whether you want to pay a fixed rate on your mortgage or a floating rate on your mortgage. And, you know, the bank will then, that's giving you the mortgage, will then hedge out that interest rate risk by trading interest rate swaps. And so this is something that doesn't really exist in DeFi as much. And also in traditional finance, you have to get intermediated by banks who will, you know, effectively net off these floating and fixed payments and then give them to each of the counterparties. And what happens in Prism in the future is when we add maturities, you're going to be able to say, for example, Anchor is yielding, you know, AUST in Anchor is yielding 20%. You might decide to yourself that is a, you know, you think the Anchor rate's going to go down. The Anchor rate might not be sustainable, or, you know, we've seen people spreading that kind of stuff on Twitter. So you might think to yourself, well, look, if I take my UST and I split it into a 1 year Y UST and a 1 year P UST token, someone might say, well, look, I'll buy your 1 year UST token off Y UST token off you for $15, because they think that over a year the yield is going to be 20%, which would be $20 on $100. So if they're right, they've paid $15 for something, and over the year they're going to earn $20 on it, so a 33 1/3% return. But you might think to yourself, well, look, I'm taking exposure to the Anchor rate, and it may be $20 over a year, it may not be $20 over a year. And if someone will let you sell your future yield at $15 for the year, then you've effectively fixed your interest rate. And I guess, in, you know, also similar to that example, and some of this is makes more sense when you kind of write it down on a piece of paper. But if someone's paid you $15 for your yield on $100 over the year, then that means that the yield token is worth $15, and so the principal token is worth $85. So another way of fixing your interest rate is you would buy the principal token at $85, and then at the end of the year, you can redeem back the original $100. So you've fixed your interest rate there because you've got a guaranteed 85 to 100. So just a shade over 15% on your yield. So by buying that principal token, you've also fixed your interest rate. So when maturities come in with Prism Protocol, which we're very excited about, that's when you're able to fix your floating. Decide whether you want to speculate on floating interest rates or whether you want to guarantee your rate and get a fixed rate.
Oh, thank you. That was it. I think just hearing about the interest rate swaps and how that really bank lending and credit cards kind of gives me a little bit more scope about the project. So thank you.
No worries. And also on our resources page, linked in our bio, we've actually I put a load of links at the bottom there actually for people that are interested in learning in, you know, some more of the just general financial concepts that Prism's based on. So things like interest rate swaps, things like cash flow based lending, that kind of stuff. I've actually put some links on our resources page at the bottom, just if you're interested.
Okay. Yes. Awesome. Thank you.
Cool. I think Peace Kids was about to ask his question.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you, man.
Yeah. Great. Well, it's great to see a lot of these DeFi protocols. I'm currently building a more consumer-facing application on Terra, so you know, in the near future, we'll maybe have some better conversations to be able to plug in and utilize some of this stuff. But I'm kind of a novice when it comes to the protocol, and I think it's a lot of these questions have been great. Mine's pretty simple. I just messed around with the amps earlier. Now, how often, if you can, like, kind of just give like a high level view of the amping and like what it is, and then how often do you want to kind of redeem those amps to get that extra APY, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I think ultimately it depends how much yield you're yet kind of earning in monetary terms, because there's a very small gas fee when you activate your amps that you haven't earned. So really, you want to make sure if you have a medium amount of Y Luna in the vault, then you want to, you know, you probably want to be activating it once maybe twice a day. But really, I think thinking about it once per day is probably a sensible kind of level. But if you have a very small amount where the gas costs of activating your amps too frequently might outweigh the benefit of that, then maybe you want to leave it a couple of days before you activate your amps each time. So it's a personal thing that kind of way up versus how much Y Luna you have and how much yield you're getting versus just the sort of negligible gas costs that are there when you activate your amps.
Sure. Is there like a set number when you hit the boost, or is that kind of fluctuate?
The amps formula kind of depends on how much amps everyone else in the amps vault has and how much Y Luna is in there, so it varies, and you can see your number at any given point in time. So it, and obviously when you activate your amps, your yield should immediately increase. So it ends up kind of being a personal thing, and honestly depends on your own your own amount of Y Luna that you have in the vault.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. No, that makes sense.
Cool. Thank you for the question, sir. Scott, do you want to jump on?
Morning, guys.
Hello.
Congrats on your launch of the new farm. I had a quick question. Simple. The yield from the pools, where do you see that?
Are you talking the liquidity pools or on the farming contract or the normal Luna staking?
Liquid pools. Like the PLUNA Prism, Prism USD.
Yeah, so if you click in our pools tab, there's a column called APR, and so that shows you the yield that you're currently getting on those pools. And is your, yeah, I mean, does that answer the question?
So pay, yeah. What does it pay out in?
So that's a, that's a good question. So what people will be used to, or I guess it kind of, I guess the way to understand it is when you become a liquidity provider in a pool, you put both assets, so say Prism UST into the pool, and you receive an LP token in return. And an LP token represents your ownership of that, the entire amount of assets in that pool. So your share of the assets in that pool. Now, every time someone does a swap on that pool, a fee is paid to the liquidity providers, so yourself. And that fee goes into the pool. So if someone does a Prism UST swap, they pay a small percentage fee, maybe in Prism, and that Prism fee that they've paid goes into the pool, and you as an LP token, a token holder, own a share of that Prism fee that's been paid. So in Prism Swap's instance, your LP token just increases in value by those fees. So you don't receive those fees getting paid out to you. But in, for example, but then what other protocols also have on top of that is to incentivize liquidity. They'll let you take your LP token, and then you can stake your LP token, and the protocol will pay you liquidity incentives. So, so with us, for example, we were happy with lower liquidity to start, and we have the ability to add more liquidity, and so we don't necessarily need to pay high inflationary liquidity incentives, which can dilute yield and dilute price for ex-Prism holders. So we're not going to be paying out liquidity, or at the moment, we're not paying out liquidity incentives. So the fees that you see on the pools page are purely from the swaps that are happening on the pools and not any inflationary liquidity incentives. In the future, we may decide that that it makes sense, obviously, in discussing with the community, it may make sense to add liquidity incentives, which we'll do. And then those would pay out in Prism tokens. But at the moment, the yield you're getting is just effectively paid into the pool. And your LP token means that you own a share of those fees. And when you come to burn your LP token and you get your two assets back, then you'll also be getting two assets plus the fees that have been earned since you've been in the pool. I mean, LP tokens aren't necessarily actually the simplest topic, but it's helpful to learn about because, you know, there's definitely really good auto compounding benefits, particularly if you're bullish on both assets in the pool. So if you're bullish on both Prism and P Luna, for example, then actually the Prism P Luna pool can be a good place to be because you have price exposure to both those assets. And currently it's earning 25% APR at the moment. So it allows you to, and it's also auto compounding. So you don't have to claim the fees. That can also have admin and administrative and tax benefits as well that you're not receiving it as income. So it's an interesting topic, and definitely hopefully that helps.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we do get that question a lot because I think people are so used to having token incentives paid out on liquidity pairs, whereas we're not currently incentivizing our pairs. So it's the only other LP that I'm used to providing to that doesn't have liquidity incentives is like the B Luna Luna pair on TerraSwap. So it's a similar kind of vibe where your position increases based on the fees. Thanks for the question, Scott. I think we had Sugar next up, if you want to jump on, sir.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I just wanted a comment and then one question. You guys were talking with, I think, the guy just before Scott about sort of the trade-off of when to hit the amps. And for me, it's always worth the gas fee to simply see the confetti and celebrate. So I think that's underappreciated.
Exactly. I didn't want to say it, but because it's definitely not financial advice if I say it, but yeah, I would happily pay 2 cents to see the confetti every time.
Yeah. I guess as I kind of learn more about this, I'm wondering, and I know you talked about adding the charting feature probably later this week. And with pLuna and yLuna, I think there's this interesting dynamic of, course, that if you look at it over time, it's sort of a function of two dimensions, both the price of Luna and then maybe the swapping between Y and P. Are you guys planning to add like a chart that looks at sort of that ratio so you can see how the things have swapped?
Yeah, definitely. We're going to you're going to be able to graph pLuna versus Luna, or pLuna versus or yLuna versus cLuna or Luna, and so that'll that effectively will show you as a percentage of Luna's price what pLuna or yLuna are doing at any particular given point in time. I don't think you know, one of the interesting side effects of creating the protocol, you know, there's been fun to see and maybe wasn't so clear at the start, is effectively it's one very big player versus player game, or it has turned into a little bit at the start, where if pLuna price goes higher, it directly picks the pockets of yLuna and vice versa. So initially you see a very strong community around yLuna, managing to kind of like, sort of pushed, obviously pushed pLuna down in price. And I think over time, these things are normalized. But, you see, if someone's kind of, it's not something I've necessarily seen in other protocols, where if you, if someone's pushing one coin, then they're directly trying to lower the, or directly or indirectly trying to lower the price of another coin. So it's been really fun to see, I guess, the pLuna DAO, the yLuna DAO, these kind of factions spin up on it. But I think it'll definitely be fun to watch.
Yeah, cool. And I can imagine an event where we have different camps, right? And we can get in some competitions.
I think so.
So great. Well, congrats on the launch, guys. It's worked great. So exciting.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for the question, man. Share Wizard, I think you're up next.
Yeah, thanks, guys. So, yeah, it's kind of this PvP in terms of P and yLuna, but it's also cool how it's a positive sum, in that, in theory, if the price of Luna continues to increase, then therefore everyone could win, which is really cool. And you kind of answered part A of my question a minute ago in terms of the need to increase liquidity in the LP pairs, which I was really interested in. I've been watching it kind of increase. Most of these pools have increased over the last several days, which is really great. A great way to play all this exposure to transactions and swaps. But I am curious, I guess, part, and I just want to say one thing, that I'm also really appreciative that you guys have been so cognizant of just being aware of when to hold back on further diluting with emissions. That's something that you and Brian and Jimmy have expressed multiple times. It's just want to express that. So thank you for that. If you felt like you needed to increase liquidity over the next, whatever, several days and months, and incentivize that, do you plan on, and obviously not hold anything, please, this is just a hearing thought process. Do you plan on having those with amps potentially earn a greater percent of the natural swap APR, or potentially with a reward in terms of emissions of more Prism coming on? And if that question is not clear, I could try again.
No, I understand that. It's actually siphoning out part of the fees that get paid into the liquidity pool is a non-trivial exercise. So I think if we ended up using amps, it would be or the intention is that in the future we are going to use liquidity incentives, because we have we're going to be spinning up lots of different assets in the future. So when we start refracting B assets or LP tokens or having maturing assets, it may make sense for either us to add liquidity incentives, or other protocols might decide that it's very beneficial for them to have their tokens refracted and they might want to apply liquidity incentives. And in those situations, we definitely think it could make sense for AMPS holders to have, similar to what we're seeing in the farm now, you know, there to be just a base liquidity provider liquidity incentive and also a boosted AMPS boosted liquidity provider incentive. So that's one thing that we have. And also, you know, I think it's been communicated publicly, and we've linked to those communications on our Notion page. I think one or two of our partners have committed to providing quite a lot of liquidity, which means that we have liquidity that we're able to add in fairly short order without the need to provide any dilutive liquidity incentives. So overall, for Prism holders, you know, hopefully that's a net benefit, because it reduces inflationary supply, means that we don't need to rely on mercenary capital to provide liquidity incentives. But in the future, when we do add liquidity incentives for maybe other pairs, you know, we want to make sure more of those incentives go into the hands of loyal ex-Prism holders, like we're doing with Prism Farm at the moment.
I appreciate that. Super clear. Thanks so much.
Thanks for your question, sir. I think Obi-Wan was up next.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate the protocol and enjoying using it. And sorry to say I missed out on the confetti because I was using mobile. I don't know if I need to do that on a desktop next time, but looking forward to it.
strongly recommend it.
Gotcha. Okay, so yeah, so I'm on the Prism protocol, and I just had a question. When you get your rewards and you hit the claim and pledge button, is that automatically put in the Prism into X-Prism?
You'll have each reward you earn will vest 30 days later, and when you hit the claim and pledge button, it is going to, you have a choice. You can either claim and pledge, claim and stake, or just claim. And if you hit claim and pledge, what we're doing is, in one click, it effectively takes your Prism that you've earned, stakes it to become X Prism, and then puts that X Prism into the AMPS pledge vault so that you're instantly earning AMPS on it. So we just wanted to kind of make it a really streamlined, quick process for people that want to direct their Prism tokens into the pledging vault and carry on maximizing their yield. Because ultimately, if people farm Prism tokens and they don't stake and pledge those, then they're going to be diluting their yield, because the people that do stake and pledge are effectively going to be stealing more of their yield because they've started earning AMPS.
No, beautiful. No, I like it. Thanks for that clarification. The other just quick question I had is, any updates on the dashboard and the My page, and what could we expect to see when those become available?
Yeah, I think the plan is to get a lot more charting out this week and either have the dashboard and the My page out later this week or next week. I mean, at the start of a protocol, the historic data and historic charts that are a feature of some of these dashboard pages aren't necessarily the most relevant, because you don't have a huge time series. But now we've got, you know, hopefully by the end of this week or the beginning of next week, we'll have enough, you know, historic prices and historic data on yields to provide pretty good informative charts that we have planned for the My page and the dashboard page.
Oh, excellent. Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys. That's all I had.
Thanks for your questions, man. I think we've got Caleb up next.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the opportunity. I just have a simple question. I just refracted my Luna and staked the Y Luna now in the Prism Farm. But my question is, what next? How do I see my rewards, or what's the next step, basically?
You should see your rewards accruing in the farm. And then after 30 days, so each reward you earn will be claimable 30 days later. So you'll see your rewards total there. And then once per day, your rewards will move into the vesting column, and then they'll be claimable 30 days later. So between now and then, you can, you know, I'd say your options are, like, hang out. You can add more Y Luna to the farm. Or if you want to get a boosted yield, you can actually start pledging more X Prism, and earning more amps, and then that'll start boosting your yield as well in the farm. But in terms of claiming your tokens, the first ones you'll be able to claim will be in 30 days time.
Sorry, I think the line broke off a bit. I will. Do you have something like my page or something similar that you have in Anchor, or a profile page to see my activities on Prism?
Yeah, we will have a my page and dashboard. But on the Y Luna farm page, once tokens move into the vesting contract, if you are on the farm page now, you'll see there's a section that says rewards total. Then the next bit says vesting. And under there, it says details. And once your tokens move once per day into the vesting contract, it'll show you when your tokens are going to be released, and it'll give you the vesting date.
Okay, I'll try to find it because I can't see it at the moment.
Okay, great. That sounds good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the question, Caleb. Hope you get that sorted. And if you're still struggling, feel free to jump in the Telegram or Discord and ask any questions. I think we've got Marty up next. Hey, Marty, how are you doing? Feel free to ask your question, sir. If you're going to stay on mute, I'll ask JG to jump in.
Hey, guys. Quick question. So I split my Luna. I staked the Y Luna, and I already had Prism X. I wanted to stake more Prism X, but it wouldn't let me up my pledge. Is there a reason for that?
You should always be able to, or you are always able to add X Prism and pledge more X Prism.
It's not letting me. So I have X Prism right now, and if I go to the Amps Vault, it's the pledge button has like a zero with a slash through it to up it.
Interesting. All right. Well, look. Can you hop into Telegram and we will take a look at that for you?
Yeah, of course.
Do you have X Prism or Prism?
I have X Prism.
Okay. And do you have UST for gas?
I have that too.
Okay. Interesting.
And I have. I have Luna. Like, I have all like the. You know what I mean? Like all like the little gas components. But it's just not letting you do it. Like the buttons grayed out, like lighter than it should be. And I'm getting a circle with a line through it, like it's not allowed. If I hover the cursor over the button,
yeah, I know what you mean. I would suggest maybe like try like disconnecting and reconnecting wallets, for example.
All right.
If you're still struggling, yeah, jump in the Telegram and ask, and maybe send some screenshots.
All right, I just disconnected and reconnected. Let me see if that solves the problem.
But I know that the network is having some problems at the minute. I think. The Mars launch has kind of taken down a number of the Terra nodes, so that could be playing a part as well. But as far as I'm aware, that's not a widespread problem that's going around.
All right. And the other question I have is, you know, a lot of people are posting like these crazy APYs, right? But where are they seeing these and how are they getting them? Like somebody was posting like 2,300% APY. I've looked everywhere on this site. I have Y staked. I'm amped. And my amps aren't even activated. It says like, I'm still in some waiting period.
Are you in the normal Y Luna staking, or are you in the Prism farm?
So look, if I go to the, I'm at the stake first, right? And then if I go to the Prism farm, I click it, right? And then it says activate my amps boost. So I click that. And then it takes me to the amps vault.
You need to put some Y Luna into Prism farm.
Oh,
and then, but yeah, I so the
so
first
there's more. Wait, so hold on a second. But I staked Y Luna, so oh, I
yeah, so so again. You, yeah, exactly, oh, exactly. Shit. So, yeah, you can just unstake your existing Y Luna from your normal
on the other side.
So, when you click on stake, you can see two balloons basically. Y Luna,
I did it on the wrong side. I'm an idiot. I got it. I fully understand now.
All good, sir. All good.
Oh, my bad. I'm like, dude, this is... Anyway, thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
All good.
All right.
Yeah, no worries. I hope you get your XPism pledging issue sorted as well.
Me, I'm going to jump on Telegram. If it doesn't work out, I'll just jump on Telegram. It's all good.
Thanks, man. Perfect. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Marty, do you want to jump in now? Have you found the unmute button?
Yeah, sorry for the delay there. So first of all, congratulations, you know, great launch. And, you know, my question is maybe a little bit more technical, I guess, but are you, for your servers that you're using, are they like bare metal or are you relying on Amazon?
We got a variety on these things. Why don't maybe you can DM me on this one and I can give you some more of the technical overview on it.
Okay. My concern is just the March 11th change for the Russians. Thank you.
Thank you. No worries at all. Appreciate it, sir. Sounds good.
Okay. Lucky, do you want to jump in? Lucky, are you there? Hello, we can hear you.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's weird. My mic's not off. No, I was just going to say, I just bought some more Prism and staked it. So maybe JG Nifty's having some computer issues, but I just tested it and it worked.
Perfect. Thank you very much, sir.
I just want to let people know that it was working.
I was about to fly up the flare to our dev in Asia to see if he could get up out of bed, but I'm glad to hear it's working.
I purchased more, threw it in there, and it all was good.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Yep, no problem.
Cool. I don't know if anyone else in the audience has any questions, any final questions. I think we're out of speakers, out of questions for now. Seffy, I don't know if you wanted to jump in with anything before we close up here.
No, I think you guys covered everything. Great. Hopefully the network congestion will calm down by tomorrow. Things are a little bit nutty right now.
I hope so, sir. Yeah, well, I'd say thanks very much, everyone, for your support and for everyone that's already got in and refracted and given the protocol a go. Like, that's the main reason for the Prism Farm is we want to, you know, give users of the protocol equity in the protocol effectively by owning the Prism tokens. And, you know, it's people's feedback and people using it that makes the protocol a success. And so if there's any questions or any follow-up, like, obviously we have our resources page at the top of our bio in Twitter. We have Telegram where, you know, me, Ryan, Jimmy, Cristiano, any of the people on the team are always happy to answer your questions, Discord as well. So, you know, please keep all feedback coming. Let us know your experiences. Like, really want to see, you know, see what APRs people are getting. Like, you know, that's been fun to watch and fun to see how people are using AMPs. So, you know, please do keep it all coming. And thanks very much for being on the Spaces.
Thanks, Hyperion. Thanks, everyone. And we'll catch you all soon.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Prism Farm Launch AMA, recorded on Monday, March 7th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving. Try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits. Going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics, stretching out the distance. For instance, let me be specific. The risk is hedge funded the business, betting on the difference, ingesting all the research, sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first. Sleep tight, little dreamer. Early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor. Taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension, something to endear myself a little bit.
go. When it's final, I don't know. I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll. Tip the first domino. Feeling up, I'm in a bowl. With these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road. Gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground soaring. I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in. I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons. Always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading. I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason. Y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning. That shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little has to do with what everything is. But it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Channel spaces.